This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Earlier I said I was talking about how the sun will be out and it's going to be a warm day. Well, I don't know if a lot of you know, at the computer, I'm looking at a wall, so I'm not looking outside. And I just turned around for one of the first times, and I was like, wow, it's pretty foggy out, and I'm saying it's going to be sunny. Well, I double-checked, triple-checked. It is going to be sunny, I swear, today. But it'll be nice to go out. It'll be a nice warm day. Looking at 56 midday. I can't be beat this time of year, right? For December 13th, perfect time to go outside. So I guess I should look out the window a little bit more and I can see what's going on here. But it should be nice later on today. So you can get out there and enjoy it. The rain from yesterday should dry a bit based on what I was reading. We got about a half inch of rain yesterday, which is great. We still are behind. I've mentioned it a few times, but the new listeners at this point, New England, Massachusetts area is about 7.5 inches behind where we normally are for weather at this, for precipitation. So we need the rain. We need some snow just to keep it covered to get us into next season. We're touching on it a little bit as we were leaving the 7 o'clock hour in regards to planning ahead for next season. The more you can do during this winter season to plan ahead, the better off you're going to be. As we plan for different things during the season, we get a little bit more knowledge, stronger, and the ability to get to that next level with the plants because of our knowledge. So look at it now. Get out there, get some plant books, get some different ones. You can get some houseplant books, you can get perennial books, you can get roses books, you can get shade perennial books, you can get tree books, you can get all the different styles, anything that you're really interested in. Plus, we have this thing called the internet. Yeah, the internet, that you can find a lot of this information as well. So definitely be worth doing some of that research now so you can get ready for next year and be ahead of it. Like I said, we reacted a little bit this spring to everything that was going on because we needed to. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We needed to react to what was going on. And a lot of you probably did a little bit more in the vegetable gardens or gardens in general. Let's look ahead and try to get there quicker this season. So definitely something to do this winter. Maybe ask for some gardening books. Maybe ask for, starter plant material, like, or material to start plants in. Six packs, plastic six packs, or biodegradable six packs, peat pots, some nice starter soil, some different seeds, maybe a little greenhouse. I know a lot more people are getting interested in indoor plants and keeping them on nice shelves during the winter. So maybe that's something you do. But it's definitely a good time to be working in the garden and thinking about it today and be getting ready for next season. So those are a lot of things to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time and open lines for you to give us a call so we can try and help you out the best we can with your garden this year. So try and give us a call, and we'll do everything we can. So talking about some information, we do have a weekly newsletter on our website, paulparent.com. You can scroll all the way down to the bottom to sign up and get that taken care of. I did notice recently some of our archived newsletters aren't there, so we're going to take a look into that so you can get some of the old ones. But we'll definitely, I would definitely sign up for some good information this winter. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joy is in Massachusetts.
Joy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. I have an African violet that seems to have sprouted another African violet, and I never have good luck trying to transplant or separate. Can you recommend something for me so that I can take care of it so it won't die?
Okay. Now, how close to the plant is it, to the original plant?
It seems to be attached to the main stem.
Okay. Now, is it, can you tell if it has its own roots coming from it, or is it part of the plant itself?
I'm afraid of breaking it, but I don't see any evidence of it having its own root.
Okay. So sometimes that's considered sucker growth from it versus being like a new plant. Has it gotten a decent size to it?
Yes, it has. In fact, it's flowering right now.
Okay. All right. So I wouldn't be trying to divide it now. I'd be waiting till it's done flowering to divide that, right?
Yes.
What I would look at doing is getting a small container, just like you have for that African violet that you have, getting the soil ready. When it's done flowering, from there, I would make a nice cut down the side to cut part of it off, right? So it's go to the stem and almost cut straight down, okay?
Okay.
From there, what I'd also like you to look at getting is some rooting hormone, okay? This rooting hormone is like a white powder. I'd want you to stick the cutting, we're basically going to do cuttings instead of separating.
Okay.
Let's see you do the cutting straight down and then dip it into that rooting hormone. Then place it into the soil in that pot and let it sit for a little bit. Okay, let it sit for a few days. After a few days, kind of pull at it a little bit and see if there's any roots in them. Okay, it's probably going to take about 7 to 10 days, but with that rooting hormone, it helps try to push some of those. You want to try to do it. You don't want it to, like, sit. You don't want it to, when you cut it, you don't want to just put it off to the side for a while. You want to try and do it and then put it right into the soil, okay? One tip that I'd like to see you do when it comes to the soil itself. So we know with African violets, they don't like being watered over the top, right? They like the soil being drenched.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a way for that cutting to be ready. Get the soil into the pot that you want and water it first. Just the soil. It sounds a little crazy, but just water the soil.
Okay.
Get the soil saturated first. Okay. Let the water run out of it, then make the cutting, then put the cutting into the soil. Reason being is that water is going to sit in there a little bit. It's not going to be too much where it's going to rot the cutting, but the soil is going to be compact enough around it that you don't have to water it right away to try and get the soil compact. You know what I mean? So instead of putting a cutting into very dry soil and then having to water it to get the soil to stick to the area, it's already ready. So you can put, you know, your finger in, create a hole, place the cutting in, and then push the soil around it, and it's going to stick versus when it's really dry, it doesn't. So it's just a tip to get ahead of it, especially with an African violet that doesn't want overhead watering. So that's what I would do. And then
Should I take off some of the bottom leaves? Is there like a length of stem that I need?
So you could take off a good amount of the leaves. You don't have to leave all of them. You could probably take a few leaf junctions off. You're probably looking maybe just to put it into the ground, maybe like an inch or so. You could take off some of it. So there are still leaves. You want some of those leaves to stay on there so the plant can be healthy. But I think doing those few things, you should be successful with it. And then just keep it in a, you know, moderately shade/sunny window.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck, Joy. Have a great one.
Thanks. Bye.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I swear, it's going to be a beautiful day out there today. I keep saying it because I'm really hoping it's true weather-wise. Looking like it could warm up today. Excuse me. I swear with the change in temperatures I get allergies, but I feel like that every Sunday. But I digress. Anyways, it's going to be nice out there. Time to think about next year, what you can add. You know, I look at some different books during this time of year to see what I can add to the garden next year, annual, perennial, you know, what else can be done. And some of the things I look at, I have this book that I really like looking at. It's called The Indoor Plant Bible. It's basically, it says, The Essential Guide to Choosing and Caring for Indoor, Greenhouse, and Patio Plants. And I just happened to open it up this morning. First page I came to is one of my favorite plants. It just reminds me of when I was a kid and what we used to do and how easy to grow it was. It's called an angel's trumpet. I'm sure you've heard my father talk about it if you've been listening for years. We used to do cuttings from these and they easily grew. We used to have like a field of these growing. They come in different colors, white, pink. There's like a red, an orange. And these are definitely cool-looking ones where you could bring in during the winter and bring back out during the spring and summer. So their flower actually kind of hangs down. It's got like a trumpet shape to it. It can come in tree form. It can come in bush form. I've seen it get, you know, we had some that were pretty big, about 8-10 feet tall. But then where they're native, they'll actually get a lot bigger. These are some really cool looking plants. And when they flower, they can take up the whole plant. They kind of hang down under the leaves. They're not on top of the leaves like some flowers. They're underneath and they kind of hang down. So it gives you a really cool look to it. It loves full sun. It does flower during the summer and part of the fall. It doesn't like getting cold, right? So this would be something that if you're overwintering inside, you don't want it to get cold. It can get down to about 45 degrees, but you don't want it to freeze. You don't want it to get colder than that. But you can keep it in a cool place. I remember going up many times to my parents' house in Maine, and we would have some in the garage. The garage is heated for part of the year, but it doesn't get freezing cold. So it was good to stay in the winter inside in like a garage, something along that line. It's one where you want to let it dry out slightly before watering again. I'm not talking dry out completely where the soil color changes the color and it kind of lifts away from the pot. We just don't want, it doesn't like wet feet. It doesn't like sitting in water. It's one of those things where if it gets watered too much, it will slow down its flowering production or not flower at all. When it is flowering, though, you don't want it to dry out. It'll affect the flowers of how long they last and how they look. So you want to make sure that during the two different seasons, that summer and fall, when it is flowering, to make sure it doesn't dry out. Whereas the rest of the season, it can pretty much dry out, but not bone dry. Some of the things that it might have, spider mites, mealybugs, scale insects, those types of things. But that's common on a lot of houseplants, tropicals, etc. So it's nothing different than others. Like I said before, this can be done by cutting. It's really easy. We used to do it by just a couple inch cuttings, putting them in a pot with some rooting hormone, let them sit in the greenhouse during the early spring, late winter, and then move from there. Really cool plant. I love it. It's called Angel's Trumpet. Take a look online, and I bet you'll see some different ones. They're beautiful. So take a look at it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first truckloads of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine were set to leave a Michigan manufacturing plant Sunday for distribution across the United States. Some 3 million vaccine doses are being distributed this week. Healthcare workers are being prioritized for inoculations. Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State after supporters of President Trump and counter-protesters went at it. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects after declaring a riot when one person was shot. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. says officers had arrested at least 26 people.
You got to kiss an angel good morning. Better know you think about it when you're gone.
Country Music Hall of Fame's first black American has died Saturday from COVID-19 complications. Charlie Pride had at least 30 number one hits and won 3 Grammys. USA Radio News. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee are demanding answers on Democrat committee member Eric Swalwell's close ties to a suspected Chinese spy. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman from Florida Michael Walls tells Fox News this is only the beginning.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. That's been a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, its research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
Representative Michael Conaway of Texas says members on the House Intelligence Committee are privy to our nation's most important secrets, and the fact that a senior Democrat member of the committee was compromised by a Chinese spy should serve as a grave wake-up call. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time left in the show to discuss anything you'd like to when it comes to the garden. We can discuss some different plants, some different things to be doing. Kind of going over some of the cool different plants that I do like. One that I've been interested in more lately, that is a house plant that I've been looking into more is, they're all in the same family, the string of pearls family, right? They're mostly in hanging baskets, but you can find them in pots where they just hang over. Some will call them string of beads. Some will call them string of pearls. There's other ones out there. The string of dolphins. String of turtles. And boy, do I like turtles. So, it's one on my mind that I'm looking to say I want, you know, some of those. I want some of these different plants, but they're cool looking. Like the string of dolphins is just cool looking because it almost looks like dolphins coming off of a vine that's hanging down. The string of turtles, kind of the leaves look like little turtles. This one's a, you know, it's a peperomia that kind of hangs down. So a little bit different variety, but they all kind of are in the same look to it. But man, there are some really cool different plants out there to be looking at. I'm not gonna lie, just looking at those few, the string of pearls, the string of dolphins, and the string of turtles, I don't know which one to pick, because the dolphin kind of looks so cool. It can be really long, but it looks like little dolphins are sitting up on the vine itself. So all these kind of like that medium indirect light. You know, they want the light to hit the top of the soil as to get it going and growing that way. you know, it's a trailing plant. It can get really leggy. But when I say leggy, usually when you say leggy, it means spaced out. But these aren't that way. It's just going to get really long and have lots of the leaves on them. So it can get pretty tall. I've seen it at the greenhouse where I work at Mahoney's, where it's hanging about 8 feet up, and the string of dolphins was actually almost about 6 feet long. So pretty cool stuff. It adds to some cool different areas. So just want to bring up some of those, some ideas. I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I have a couple peace lilies, kind of okay. Medium size, and I like to get them to grow bigger and larger. They're great filters for the air, but it gets full sun during the day. They're in front of some sliding glass doors. So what can I use to get them to grow big?
Okay. So how big is it right now, would you say?
They're about, one of them is one plant, and they're about probably 10, 11 inches tall. And about the same width, and the other one is in a pot that's probably got about five or six of them in there. Very healthy, both of them. And those are only about 6-7 inches tall, probably about a foot wide.
Okay. So one of the things that you can do is make sure the heat is warm around them. We don't want the temperature to go below 60, really, where they are.
Okay.
It does, you know, wants that warm temperatures. So it can be anywhere between 65 and 70. So whatever the normal temperature in the house would be, even a little bit warmer than 70 will be fine. But it just doesn't like getting cold. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's one thing to keep it strong. Usually this time of year, it slows down, and so we're not looking at the best time for it to be pushing a lot of growth. That would be maybe once winter has started to go by, late winter, early spring, then you could start feeding it. Normally, it will say, the feeding you would want like a week fertilizer. You don't want like something heavy, but if you want to push growth, I like to do something that maybe has a little bit heavier of a middle number, because what that does is that develops more root system and will help develop more leaves and get it stronger and bigger. So sometimes maybe even like a 10-10-10 all-purpose fertilizer would work for you. To push that, it likes a little bit of shade to filtered sun, so don't put it in like a south-facing window. Maybe get it away from that south-facing window a little bit so it's not going to get the direct sun, but it'll get some of that filtered sun. Okay. This one loves high humidity. Okay. It really needs the humidity. So, you know, grouping those peace lilies together is a big thing. Okay, they're going to feed off of each other. Not physically feed, but that humidity, they'll feed off of them. Create humidity around it, sometimes by just spritzing the plants, but that only lasts for so long. Maybe it's getting a container, like a saucer, one of the plastic saucers that's like a couple inches on the side, filling it up with some nice rocks, and then filling up to the bottom of the rocks, maybe a little bit into the rocks with water, and then placing your plants on top of it. That creates the humidity to go through and around the plant. They will do so much better when they have that humidity. Humidity is key to their growing. So that's one thing. You could also get a humidifier. This is a nice, easy way to do it. Anytime it flowers, just cut it back once the flowers are done. But just to really get it growing, get them together. They will feed off of each other. They will work together. So I wouldn't be fertilizing it until probably like March at this point to try and push it, unless you just want to push it now. But the thing is the temperatures you're not getting the outside temperatures to help warm up the house. You're going to have to modify the heat. The sun isn't out for as long, so it knows the time of year it is. So those are some of the things. The plants will know what season it is, even from being inside. So that's why the rule of thumb, if you will, is to start that fertilization early spring and push it that way.
Got it. Okay. You know, it's in a room where a wood stove is, so it does get warm. You know, there are some new shoots on it, but I guess maybe putting some little trays of water underneath it, you know, for the moisture, that might help it too. So
yeah, and like I said, get those trays, but put some rocks in it, okay?
Yeah, for the rocks, yeah.
And then check the water, you know, once a week or so. You don't want any, you know, little insects developing in there. Standing water will do that, you know, especially in a warm room where there's a wood stove. You're probably going to have to check it a little more often because in a warm room like that, it might dry it out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I water a couple, about twice a week, and it seems like that's a perfect, schedule for it.
Yep, and in the winter, you can actually cut back a little bit. You could probably go to once a week versus twice a week. Give or take, because, again, you have the wood stove there, so you're probably going to have to stick to that too. But in the winter, it does like to have almost like a dormant period. It doesn't go dormant. It doesn't, like, stop doing anything. But it does like that to rejuvenate for next season.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Great.
Okay.
One of them has tiny little, almost transparent little whitish, not completely white, but kind of transparent little things that run around in there. What could that be? Little bugs.
Would they be?
So
they're
small.
They're not like little white flies on there. Maybe.
Oh no, no, they're tiny.
They almost kind of look fuzzy a little bit.
They're so small. you need a magnifying glass to.
So you might have spider mites. You might have spider mites on there. That is one that gets onto there. Spider mites.
They're all in the dirt. They stay in the dirt.
Okay. So a couple things I'd want you to do. I'd want you to spray the plant with a neem oil, the whole plant, just to have it drip a little bit. And then what I'd like to see you use is either a systemic houseplant from Bonide or mosquito bits. Those two, they have the product inside of it will kill any of the soil born. Sometimes it's like fungus gnats and others that are soil born to clean them out. If this doesn't
work. What was that product?
So
the product again?
The first one is systemic houseplant by Bonide. The other one is called Mosquito Bits, and that's from Summit. The Mosquito Bits you can use multiple times during season, right? You can use those outside when the mosquitoes are forming. You can put them in the like ponds or rain barrels, that type of thing. But they actually have the use to get rid of some fungus gnats and some soil-borne insects in houseplants, too. So there are multiple uses there.
Okay.
But I'd mix that in the soil. If that's not working, sometimes what I like to do is almost do a repotting, but take out some of that soil. Get rid of some of the old soil where those insects are kind of running around. Then put some new soil in it, but use that systemic houseplant in the mixture of soil. So it's not just on top, but in the mix of the soil so it will get deeper in there. Water it in, and it usually does help that way.
Would you suggest turning the plants, in a rotation, or to just keep it, you know.
You can do that, right? So that it's sometimes, you know, if one side is bigger than the other, it's not getting any of that filtered sun, so that's not a big deal. I wouldn't be doing it like every day, maybe twice a month, maybe.
Yeah.
The other thing is this spring, if you're looking to divide those peace lilies, spring's a good time to divide and get any of those, to propagate some new ones if that's the case in there. But I know you said you want to get it bigger, so maybe just leave it alone. But just a thought for future, spring is the best time to do that as well.
The flowers, they have seeds. Can I replant those seeds to grow other peace lilies?
It's going to take a little bit for those to really work, some process through it. You need the seeds to kind of dry out a little bit from there, so you can leave them out. Once that's dried out, what I would suggest doing is putting them on a damp paper towel, keeping them wet, and seeing if they're going to form shoots. Like I said, you want them to dry out first and then get them wet. I know it sounds odd, but you want them to dry out so they get all the old plant away so they can start a new one. But it is a process. It could take some time, and it's not necessarily the easiest process. Alrighty?
Good. Thank you very much.
All right, Jerry. Thanks. Have a great one.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call again. I called you in the summer about my sedum plant that the deer had eaten, or
yep,
some animal ate in the middle of the summer, which I couldn't believe. It never flowered again, but it did, you know, survive, as you had said. I want to make sure I did the right thing. There's one on either side of my driveway, and the sand and the salt from the winter,
yep,
just every year gets so much from, you know, the plowing,
yep,
in the right, you know, the mailbox. I covered them with the not black plastic. It's the floral landscaping fabric to keep them. And then someone told me, no, they won't get enough air or sunlight or whatever. So did I do the right thing by covering them with this fabric, you know, gardening fabric? Or should I just not? I want to just keep the salt and the sand off. It's every year it gets worse and worse.
So I wouldn't cover it with like a fabric like you did. I would cover it more with like a layer of mulch or a layer of salt marsh hay, something along those lines. you know, it's a perennial, so it's going to die back a little bit. There's not going to be as much to it. So I wouldn't be covering with like a fabric. I'd be looking more to cover it something like I said, mulch or the salt marsh hay to get it going and protect it. The other thing you can do is there's some products out there. So gypsum is a product that helps nutrients flow through the soil a little bit easier. And salt is one that just sits on the top. But gypsum can actually help move it through the soil a little bit quicker so it doesn't affect the plant. You mm-hmm. can use...
Okay.
So that would be some...
Where do you get the salt marsh hay that you talked about? I hear you talk about that a lot. Where do you
find
that?
Salt marsh hay, I know where I work at Mahoney's in Winchester, we have some. I'm not sure if all the Mahoney's have it, but some of them should. You could also use... There's a product called Lucerne, which is it's like a hay, like a straw hay, but it's basically heated up so there's no weed seeds in it because straw has weed seeds in it. So that's why I don't like suggesting the straw. But this Lucerne hay actually doesn't have those. So you could put something like that, or a mulch.
And that will say, because the mulch is kind of on a slope, a hill, where that's why the stuff is not just my own driveway. It flows in from the top part of the hill, comes down. That will pretty well stay on it to anchor it so it doesn't, float away.
So it should. What I would almost do is maybe where the plants are, if it's a, almost take a couple rocks on the front of it, put the rocks in front of it and then stick around it. So it's holding it.
I'll do another try. I'm going to take my fabric off now because I was coming so strong. I had done that, like about a month ago, getting ready.
Yep.
Anyway, listen, thank you. The other question, if I could ask you, my
sure.
Christmas cactus that I've had for a couple of years now, it's flowered in Thanksgiving time, which often it does. But it both this year and last year, it's very gimpy. There was hardly any foliage on it. I mean, roses, the flowering. And it's all, as soon as it flowers, it's all like reddish and gimpy, kind of rubbery, and it looks like it's dying. Am I supposed to be fertilizing that every year? What can I do to make it better? I mean, it looks like, just like, not very good looking at all. The roses.
Yeah, so it could have a little bit to do with the watering. Maybe it's not enough water. Sometimes that's what will cause it. The other thing is too much direct sunlight. Is it in full sun?
No, because it's on my north side. It gets
okay.
It's morning,
oh, perfect.
Sun, but barely. It's on my north side by the window. So what do you suggest? When you say watering, how often should I water it? Should I water from the bottom?
So maybe every few days, and I'd water from the bottom soil. You want the soil to be lightly wet. You don't want it to dry out, but you don't want it to be too wet.
Okay, that's probably what I'm doing wrong. I thought this was a cactus. It should be more like dry.
On this one, yeah, you don't want it to dry out, and that could be what's causing all those issues for you.
Okay, I was afraid that, because that's what I thought was overwatering, because it's like juicy. It's like,
Yeah.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.